going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We have made it! We've not only made it to the quote-unquote unofficial start of summer, even though it don't feel like summer at all, but Knicks fans, you made it. Because the last 24 hours have completely sucked for you. It has been brutal. It has been thinking about what went wrong, how it went wrong. I can't believe it went wrong. And tonight, in less than 6 hours, you have a chance to make game one what I like to call a fart in the wind. Because the story of the 2025 New York Knicks hasn't been fully written yet. And Tiki, if they respond tonight at Madison Square Garden, and they respond by winning this series, which many Knicks fans still think they'll do, then the stories of Wednesday night will be this humorous, ha-ha, remember that game? But if you lose tonight and you lose this series, unfortunately, this series may be defined by Wednesday night.
Especially if there's any kind of hangover or similarities in future losses in this series like there was in Game 1. You're going to get a lot of talk about what the heck happened in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Knicks. But you know how this works. As an athlete, as a fan, you just have to forget it. It's really hard to, but there's still 4 games left that you need to win, and there's 6 opportunities. That's basically all that matters. Game 1, throw it away and get back on task. Now, the biggest thing for me, as you think about what happened in Game 1, is the effort, which is easy to bring, has to be there for the entire 48 minutes. And that just wasn't the case in game one. Now, was it fatigue? Was it, I don't know, injury? I have no idea. But the desire to do it for the entirety of that game just wasn't there. And you saw it mostly with OG, but everybody contributed. So flush that and give effort the entire time. That's all you can do right now.
Yeah.
I think the game plan was fine, honestly. I think the effort just wasn't there.
Well, they were in position with 2.5 minutes to go, even less than that, to win the basketball game. And it's not as if, and this is why I sort of reject the Boston comparisons, even though I've made it too, from game one and game two. The Celtics dominated the New York Knicks, and then the Knicks turned the page. I don't think the Knicks dominated the Pacers. I think they outplayed the Pacers.
No, they played better than them.
They played better than them, and then they went on the run with Jalen on the bench in the fourth quarter to open up the big lead. But most of the game wasn't a big lead. You know, they trailed early in the game. They took the lead. It was a 5-7-point game at halftime. So it's not that they dominated them, but they certainly outplayed them. But they let the final 2.5 minutes do them in. But I'll tell you why. Because we're all going to sit here today, Knicks fans, non-Knicks fans, and almost predict what we think we're going to see tonight at Madison Square Garden. And I'll tell you why I expect the New York Knicks to win and why I expect the Knicks' performance to be better. And I'll give you some tangible facts from Game 1 that gives me that hope.
the way they actually responded in overtime. Now, I know they lost the game. I understand that. But they were in a position in overtime after taking the ultimate gut punch of blowing that lead in regulation, of watching Tyrese Halliburton making this historic shot, Aaron Nesmith doesn't miss, and yet they had a four-point lead in overtime. They were in position to win, and it's almost, I don't want to say forgotten, but it's almost forgotten more than everything else that they had a four-point lead. If the officials correctly call a goaltend on Miles Turner, they have a six-point lead. And there's a damn good chance they survive and win. And to me, the mental aspect of blowing a lead the way they did in regulation could have easily led to overtime being a fait accompli and them getting smoked. And that's not what happened. And then the final minute and a half was a back-and-forth exhibition between Jalen Brunson getting to the line, Tyrese Halliburton making big plays. So what I saw in overtime was actually a team that was not, you know, like stunned disbelief from what happened in regulation, and a team that was in position to win. And that's why I expect them tonight to not have any hangover from what was a historic loss.
I tell you one thing that I appreciate about this Knicks team is that when things go wrong, they just tell you. Or when something's going on, they just tell you. Mikal Bridges, whenever that was, a month ago, month and a half ago, talking about the minutes, he just says it, right? He's not sugarcoating it. He's not trying to defend anybody or make Tibbs, keep him on his good grace. He didn't care. He just says, look, we need to play some of these bench guys. It is what it is. And after this loss, this past loss in game one, they basically said, you know what? We kind of took our foot off the gas.
Right,
they just tell it like it is, and it's kind of refreshing because you don't always get that, but it makes you think that they understand what they did wrong.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because sometimes athletes just lie to themselves. I was hustling. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who does that?
Right. What are you talking about? And so they're partly doing that to convince themselves that they're I'm good, man. But this Knicks team takes account for the things that they screw up,
which
they're aware of it, and I appreciate that.
Which is why Mikal Bridges said something yesterday. So this is game had taken place on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. This is now saying it's Thursday, and so you had some time to let it marinate. And Mikal Bridges said, the vibes are good. That was his what he said. The vibes are good with this team. And normally, I'd be skeptical. I'd say, are the vibes really good? Yeah, you blew game one. Right. The vibes really that fantastic? We saw Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby screaming at each other on the bench. Really, it was OG screaming at Kat. Are the vibes really that good? I honestly believe them. I believe them because of what you just laid out, that this Knicks team has been very honest with their shortcomings.
Yes.
They were honest after losing game one. They've been honest before. And the other reason I believe them, and maybe I'm putting too much stock in it, is again what I saw in overtime. That it wasn't a wow.
They were devastated by it.
Right. We're just devastated. Like, I can't believe that happened and they get rolled over. They were in position to win, and a lack of execution briefly and a missed call really did them in. So when Mikal Bridges say, hey, the vibes are good, I believe him. Now, the question I have for the Knicks fan on this beautiful Friday, and by beautiful, I mean it's not beautiful, other than the fact that, hey, the Mets play the Dodgers, the Knicks are playing a game too, and a lot of people get three-day and four-day weekends. Are your vibes good? Are the Knicks fans' vibes, which have been so immaculate during this postseason run, do you share Mikal Bridges' thought of, you know what, we're in a good place, the vibes are good, it's still right in front of us, and I still have the confidence we're going to win this series. So we check in with the Knicks fan at 888-808-1019 because, and we'll find out by talking to people, I kind of surmise that Knicks fans are feeling the good vibes despite what happened on Wednesday night.
Well, we'll find out, and Tommy will be in the house tonight, which is a good thing.
Is that confirmed?
100% confirmed positive. Wow. Tommy will be at the Mecca, the world's most famous, tonight for game two.
Now, we're not sure if there's a block party happening traditionally like they had in the Boston series. There will be something going on at, where is it?
Well, game one, it was at Radio City.
Is it also at Radio City?
I don't know that for sure. I will look into it.
I mean, I think that's a big part of this Knicks energy is having the fan, especially if they can't get into the arena, even if the ticket prices aren't egregiously bad right now, but still, being around it and the energy that brings, I think is important. But I think the biggest thing for the fan right now is how the players respond, and I think we know what they're going to do. This team does not have multiple games back-to-back playing poor basketball. lapses.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Inefficiencies, lack of effort, they don't do that back-to-back. And so it's what I was alluding to before. They seem to know exactly what they did wrong, and they correct it pretty quickly. And that's encouraging.
I'll give you a fact to back that point up. So far in this postseason, the six-game series win against the Celtics, the six-game series win against the Pistons. The Knicks haven't lost back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. They have responded to bad losses. They lost game two to Detroit. They responded by winning 3 and 4 in Detroit. They lose game five, a chance to close them out at Madison Square Garden. They respond by winning a closeout game in game six. They lose game three to Boston. They respond by winning game four against Boston. They lose game five in Boston. They respond by closing them out in game six. And even if you go back to the regular season, they didn't have a lot of long losing streaks. Mm-hmm. They had three separate three-game losing streaks, one of which I wouldn't even count towards the end of the season because they were basically done, and then three separate two-game losing streaks. This is a team that in a 51-win year, and this is a testament to what they did this season, had a consistency.
Right.
They never let things get bad. And I agree. It's another reason, you laid it out, on why I expect them to win tonight, because they haven't put back-to-back bad performances around each other. And even though last night or two nights ago wasn't even a bad performance,
right,
it was a bad close.
Right.
So I expect
bad, like 4 minutes, really.
Basically.
Well, really nine if you count the overtime. But
I expect that this team will respond because they have it every turn. That's what they've done. Now, they've put themselves in a spot by losing a game one where just avoiding back-to-back losses isn't enough. Mm. They could still lose this series and never lose back-to-back games, obviously, if it just goes back and forth, back and forth. But this basketball team, through that opening round against the Pistons, through the challenges against the Celtics, and even the challenges in the regular season, they have responded to adversity. And this adversity they just faced is the biggest one they faced.
Yep.
Let's be honest about what it was. But the beautiful thing about sports, and I could sit here and give you a list of examples on both sides, brutal losses can be erased with a series win. But the opposite also goes into effect. In 1995, when the Knicks lost to the Indiana Pacers in seven, game one was the Reggie Miller 8 points in 9 seconds game, right?
Mm-hmm.
A very famous Reggie Miller game. What's funny is that The Knicks forced a seventh game at Madison Square Garden. Right? They lost a brutal game, a collapse. We could argue which collapse was worse. I think they're very unique and very different. But the Knicks ended up being in a spot where they had a seventh game at Madison Square Garden, and they lost on a Patrick Ewing finger roll.
Right.
And as famous as the Ewing finger roll is, I'd argue that series is more remembered for game one.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody conveniently, especially in Indy, just kind of forgets the end.
You forget, like...
I don't think the Knicks fan does.
They don't forget the end, but
the Pacer fan does.
But the Knicks fan would probably, if I say to them, 1995 Indiana Pacers, Eastern Conference semifinals, for those that remember it, your first response is going to be, oh yeah, Reggie Miller in game one.
Yeah.
And it's huge. It was a collapse. But the Knicks were set up to win the series despite that. So there is a chance. Yeah, we're sitting here 5 years from now, and when we think of the 2025 Eastern Conference Finals, all we're going to think about is the collapse in game one. But if you win this series, which is still right in front of them, it becomes a footnote.
Yep.
And that's the chance and the opportunity in front of this Knicks team. They can make Wednesday night a footnote. And I'll give you an example, a more recent example of a footnote. How many people honestly remember the devastation of losing game five to the Sixers last year? Remember Tyrese Maxey? You got a foul. We forgot about it. And the reason we forgot about it is because Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson closed their asses out in the city of Philadelphia.
That's right.
That's why. And we were there. Yes, yes. Yay, and we were there.
And FOMO Cheeks tried to beat up Sean.
That's right. I am right. So that's a recent example of how you can take an all-time loss. And we can sit here for 48 hours and stew over it and compare it to where it falls in history. The real way we find out where it falls in history are the results of this series.
Right. This is why winning and losing matters. Whether it's games or series, the ultimate thing that only thing that matters is winning or losing. And the Knicks have a chance to eliminate or erase this one, but it's the series is where I think this Knicks team has to keep their focus, and I think they've already flushed game one. I don't get the sense that it's dwelling in their minds.
So, Knicks fans, how are the vibes on this Memorial Day Friday? Tommy, I assume your vibes are immaculate, as the kids say?
Of course. Positive Tommy is an all-time vibes guy, so my vibes are at an all-time high. By the way, the watch party is at Central Park, which
Central
is awesome.
Park. The summer stage. The Knicks
that's awesome.
The Knicks have announced they're going to do this the rest of the playoffs. They want to take the bigger crowds and move them, I guess, more to a confined area.
Interesting. So they went from...
So they don't want it right outside the arena?
Now, they're not going to tell you that, but I'm assuming...
Well, I mean, it's because the one idiot was up on the...
Yes.
Whatever, the board trying to kill himself.
So, I don't think he was trying to kill himself, but he was putting himself in a position where he could.
If you know how those things are built, they're not sturdy.
And there's also one at the Oculus at the World Trade Center tonight as well.
Wow. All right. I like the Central Park idea because even though the weather isn't good tonight, all right, so this is not the greatest example of an evening, you would assume we're going to get some nice weather nights. Like we should get nice weather on Sunday night when the Knicks and the Pacers are in Indiana playing game three. Hopefully we'll get some nice weather on Tuesday night when the Knicks and the Pacers are in Indiana playing game four.
Right.
And then the following Thursday where I take over and I am here at Madison Square Garden from here on out. Hopefully the weather will be nice. And the weather being nice makes Central Park, honestly, the perfect location.
I agreed. Like, I used to love when I lived in the city. I loved going to Central Park.
Oh, yeah. And look, I love the NBA. Everyone loves the NHL. But being inside while there's beautiful weather kind of sucks, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to get beautiful weather. Now, those are winter sports and they're indoor sports, so there's nothing you could do about it. But there is something cool about being outside. So that's a good move by the New York Knicks. And if you're heading out to Central Park tonight, bundle up. You're going to the summer stage? Okay.
And maybe take an umbrella.
Yeah, take an umbrella and take a hoodie. We'll get a vibe check coming up. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Plus... Karl Anthony Towns was asked a very direct question about Tyrese Halliburton's celebrations and the choke symbol and what it means to Knicks fans. And I think Tiki Barber will be very proud of Karl Anthony Towns' response. We will talk some baseball later as well. The New York Yankees are heading to Denver, Colorado for the very first time in Aaron Judge's major league career. He will be playing a game at Coors Field. Isn't that kind of cool? Kind of interesting?
How is that possible?
It's possible because the Yankees and Rockies don't play every year until 2 years ago when they changed that scheduling a little snafu. And the last time the Yankees went to Colorado, Aaron Judge was hurt. So I think when you just think about it through the way the schedule was and through Judge's injuries, he's never had the opportunity. So baseball's greatest slugger walks into baseball's greatest home run ballpark for the very first time tonight. We'll get into that later. Plus, the pressure on Juan Soto as the Mets open up a very intriguing three-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, an NLCS rematch. We'll hear from Carl Anthony Towns in about 10 minutes. He was asked a direct question about the history of Knicks Pacers, and I think he gave a very Tiki Barber-like answer. So we'll get to that coming up. But a vibes check on Knicks fans. You're down 0-1. You're coming off a collapse. But do you feel good? Mikal Bridges says the vibes are great. How are the vibes for Knicks fans? 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Eladio in Clifton, New Jersey. How are you, Eladio?
I'm doing fine, Tiki and Evan. Love the show. And listen, the vibes are good. But I got a bone to pick with Positive Tommy. Because while Evan is the leader of the Knicks Hater Coalition, you can't be the leader of the Dudes, Dogs, and Damage Coalition and then sit around and listen for hours of Knicks fans calling in like dames, puppies, and invalids and not tell them to put their big boy pants on and say it's only one game. We're going to get through this. It's not the end of the world.
Well,
where were you?
Where was I? I posted a video yesterday. I was on the air with Evan and Tiki yesterday. I did an hour and a half show on The Fan yesterday. Eladio, give me your address off air. I'll send you the video or a letter. We could get on an email. We could have a group chain. I'm here. The vibes are here. I've been nothing but preaching the power of positivity since game one.
I had to turn it off. I got tired of hearing this. And I was like, so I didn't hear your show afterwards. I'm like, come on. It's only one game. We've been through worse. We can do this. It's just one game. Yeah, it sucked, but so what? We can get through this. I just felt pot. That was
a favor. Since you are listening and you just called in and you called out Positive Tommy for not leading enough with the positivity at 2:28 and 32 seconds, Positive Tommy, rev your people up. Rev them up. The floor is yours. Pump them up.
It's very simple. No biggie. Because the Knicks have dudes, they have dogs, and they're going to do damage. They always bounce back. That's where you think I change my voice. I only change my voice on the dudes, dogs, damage because I feel like it needs that inflection. Damage, right? They're going to do damage. Positive Tommy will be in the building tonight. Positive Tommy is an all-time vibes guy. There's no quit in the King of New York. There's no quit in the Knicks. There's no quit in Positive Tommy. I will lead us. They will bounce back. They will win tonight, and we will send this series to Indiana tied at 1-1. All good. No biggie. Knicks in seven. It's always been Knicks in seven, just like it was always Knicks in six last series.
No biggie, Teak.
I love the no biggie.
That's my favorite.
That's what game one was.
No biggie is partially pulling me back towards the Knicks side.
No, I don't. The most convincing thing you have said is no biggie. In fact, later on, I accomplished Tommy's wishes. We will debut a brand new hit song called No Biggie.
Oh, come on.
Actually, there are two new songs called No Biggie, and we haven't decided which one is better. Sean and I have debated because they're both really good.
No Biggie.
But
I've listened to both twice.
And you still can't decide.
I know.
We may have to play both.
No Biggie.
What are the genres?
One is, I forgot the genres. I forgot already.
Hold on. I love electronic dance music. One of them better be like that.
Not really. It's hard to explain. It's like in the pop. One is like kind of pop country. The other is like pop poetic.
Yeah, I would say so.
Deaf poetry jam?
Sort of. Okay. Like you would know when you hear it.
All right.
No biggie.
All I know is if you're excited about the debut of No Biggie, we've got some time. We're going to debut it at 5:45 later today. So if you do miss it, no biggie. You can just download the Evan and Tiki podcast. It'll be there for you. I know it's a busy day. It's Memorial Day. You may be sitting in traffic. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not the actual day yet. So even if you miss our show later, don't worry. You miss anything, no biggie. I think I want to use this for the show, too. No biggie.
What is it? A Hakuna Matata?
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Yeah.
No biggie. Chris is calling from Bayshore. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Listen, I think long-time Knicks fan, I mean, going back to to Buescher and those guys, and I wish I was wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I wish I could be like Positive Tommy, but I think they win tonight, but I don't think they win the series. I think two reasons why they don't. I think the coaching edge, I think Carlisle, he's a genius offensively. And I think that the Knicks defensively don't have enough to cover every option the Pacers have offensively. I think getting into crunch time, that's going to be a problem.
Well, when this series began, Chris, and this is the juxtaposition at least I had looking at this series, one of the negatives to me, Teak, that the Pacers had is they don't have the guy.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of good guys. They don't have the guy. And we saw this in the close of this game, that they literally had three different closers. And yeah, one of them wasn't even Pascal Siakam, who's probably most established right as a closer. We saw Nembhard close in overtime. We saw Nesmith obviously bring them back into the game. We saw Tyrese take the biggest shot. And what I thought was a negative for Indiana, not having that guy on the Jalen Brunson level to close, actually makes them so dangerous because anybody can close.
Well, anybody can close, but you don't know if they're going to do it consistently. That's the difference. It's one of those good problems to have if you're the Pacers, because you say, oh, yeah, we don't have a Jalen Brunson, but that's all right, because we got plenty of guys who, in the moment, are not afraid to take the shot. And I think that's what it comes down to for the Pacers if they're going to win this series, is all of those guys got to know their moment and then be ready for it. Whereas with the Knicks, we kind of know who's going to be the guy in the moment, and it's Jalen Brunson. Now, we talked about it yesterday. Really, what they need is a defensive presence. That's why Mitch, who kind of, he always gets over, not talked about enough, even though he's been the best player in the series. But I think he's got to be the key for what this Knicks team needs to do to stop this Pacers offense when they start getting hot. Because they're not always hot. I mean, they've had double-digit deficits in multiple series in this postseason. But when they start getting hot, the Knicks got to find a way to clamp it. And Mitchell Robinson is your best option.
Joe is calling from Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show, as always. A diehard Knicks fan. And, you know, something that troubles me, I just had to call you guys. You know, they look like a high school team when they're trying to inbound the ball at an important moment. I mean, it's almost hysterical to watch. And when they do achieve it, it's by dumb you-know-what luck.
Yes.
What is Tibbs, what is he doing?
I mean, it's
insane.
I don't know how to explain, and it turned out to not be the biggest story, as Joe pointed out, because they got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were lucky. You had the Josh Hart slip.
Yep.
You had Jalen Brunson passing basically to nobody. And in both cases, what could have been disastrous, this is the play I'll always remember, the Knicks got away with it. So what is that about? Is that on coaching? Is that on being winded? Is that on the Knicks looking gassed at the end of games? What is it? Because he is right that the execution of an inbound pass late in games with a lead was as shaky as humanly possible at the end of game one.
Yeah, and again, we said this on the day after game one. You give the Pacers credit, but this is the NBA. You've done this how many thousands of times in your basketball careers? It should. I'm not saying it's easy or it should happen without, I don't know, effort, but I mean, you can get it done. It's the easiest thing you've probably had to do in a game.
And it can cost you the game.
And it can absolutely cost you the game when you do it wrong.
And Joe's right. They got away with it at the end of game one, but it was ugly as all hell.
Yes.
It was not the prettiest thing. Greg in Freehold. How are you, Greg?
Doing great, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, I have something, and bear with me. So, taunting is a violation in the NBA and results in a technical foul, which could put people at the line. When Halliburton taunted at the end of the game, can you imagine in the middle of the floor at the Garden, taunting the fans, taunting the Knicks, making that throat gesture, they put the Knicks at the line? Should have been a personal foul, should have been a technical.
I'm going to ask so we briefly discussed this yesterday about the fact that you can call a technical on a choking sign like Tyrese Halliburton did.
Yeah.
And you read it, Teak, and one of the things was it intention or...
Yeah.
Malicious intention,
yeah,
or
it's the intent of a taunting. I can't, or unsportsmanlike conduct, and it also is basically the referee's decision.
And they're never going to call that
right
in that spot. But I got to bring something up that maybe you didn't think about. Regulation is over. If they call a technical, this is probably going to sound like the dumbest question humanly possible, but I am curious. If they call a technical and Jalen Brunson hits a technical free throw, I don't think the game is over. I think we go to overtime and the Knicks have a 1-point lead, as crazy as that sounds. Like, doesn't that free throw occur to begin overtime?
That's a good question.
I don't think it's he hits the free throw, the game is over. The clock's at zero.
That's a very good question.
The taunt occurred after
ended. But think about how that then would change the game. If it played out exactly the way that it played out, instead of taking these wild threes that don't even hit the rim, Jalen Brunson and Cat, you now only have to score a bucket.
Oh, wait, you're right. You're right. I take that back. No. I'm sorry. No. I'm confused.
Right.
You're saying at the end of overtime, one point makes the difference.
That one
I
point.
Gotcha.
If they shoot the technical in the break, whatever, and they start, you know, they have a one-point lead, but they still got to play.
Now it's a two-point
now
game.
Now it's only a two-point
but
game.
But in fairness, like, everything could be played differently.
Of course. Definitely it would be.
But the reality is, and while I appreciate that phone call and I appreciate him bringing at least up that option, there's no way in hell you can call that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you hit a game-tying buzzer-beater shot that sends a game to overtime, even though he thought they won the game, I don't care if the guy takes his pants off. Like, I'm being serious. You can't call a technical. You just can't. It's one of those spots
I agree.
In fact, I've always thought this with technicals in the NBA. I think it's got to be really egregious before you impact something like that. Like, look at baseball. You throw a guy out of the game. Okay, you threw the manager out. Yeah. Okay, you threw a pitcher out. It can impact the game. In basketball, they're giving you points. Like, they're literally saying, here's an extra point because we're sending the best free throw shooter to the line because I didn't like the way that coach argued with me. Like, the idea of that still blows my mind. I've been watching basketball my entire life. I hate it. I hate the fact that we can give points away because someone was arguing too much. Like, that drives me nuts.
Right, it doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's a cheapie.
Yes. Now, I get that you need to control the personalities of coaches and players when they go overboard, but I just always hated giving points away. And there's no way they were going to call a technical on Tyrese Halliburton after he hits a game-tying shot. As far as the choke sign is concerned, Karl Anthony Towns is a local guy. Okay, he's a Yankee fan. He's from New Jersey. He understands our area. So he was asked point blank after the game about not just Tyrese Halliburton doing the choke sign, but kind of what it means to him knowing the history of the New York Knicks. We included the question in this so you could hear the way it was framed and listen to Kat's answer. I give Kat a 10 out of 10 on what we call the Tiki scale because I believe Tiki Barber would have answered the question the exact same way. Take a listen and tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Same thing with Reggie Miller on the call. Is there any part of you that's thinking about that or can you process that as a New Yorker?
I mean, it's our job to make history. So we're not here to repeat history. We're here to make history. So that doesn't pop into my mind. You know, I only think about the present and what we could do right now so we can make our own history.
Damn. Yeah.
That's solid.
That's a Tiki, right?
Right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My least favorite cliche, idiom, whatever you want to call it, is those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. No, you're not. It doesn't work that way. You don't have to know history, and if it repeats itself, that's just because it's just the circumstances made it happen. I hear this all the time in sports fans. Oh, I remember back in 1984, the same thing happened. Okay, but it's 40 years later. How are the circumstances anywhere near the same? And it's the same thing with the Pacers and the Knicks. That was 20, however many, six, eight years ago? I mean, that was forever ago. No, it was 40 years.
31 years ago.
31 years ago.
Yes.
Right? That has nothing to do with either of these teams. Most of these guys on both of these teams weren't even born. Their parents probably weren't even having thoughts about them yet. And yet we're making it relevant for some damn reason. Hell yeah, Kat. That's the way you answer a stupid question like that.
The only person that made it relevant besides, you know, us as fans who remember it was Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's the one, and I respect it to a degree, where he said, hey, I'm going to honor my franchise's history against that team by imitating. It's like if a Dodger hit a game-winning home run and they did the Kirk Gibson, you know, the arm thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, right, right.
Yeah, you're honoring something.
But again, half the team would have no idea what they're doing.
No, you're right. You're right. I think that this Knick team is unique. I think a part of why this team has been so embraced by this city, besides winning, which is very important, is you got a lot of guys on this team that know history. Mm-hmm. And they know history because of their ties to this city or this team. Karl-Anthony Towns is a local guy. He's a Jersey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson's freaking dad, as Jalen likes to say, didn't play for the Knicks. He sat on the bench for the Knicks.
All right, he was here.
I love when Jalen does that. That makes me laugh. Josh Hart obviously has ties to New York with his great uncle having played for the New York Yankees. I think that's the affiliation. So you have a lot of guys who just get it.
Right.
And that's not like essential, being a New York athlete, but it helps. I think it makes you more endearing to some fans.
Right.
But I thought that was a great answer by Kat. And when he gave that answer,
solid answer by Kat.
I thought of you. I figured that's exactly what you would say if someone brought something similar up to you.
I wonder if he's been asked it before because it came out so smooth. Like, oh, we're making history. We're not trying to repeat history. That was awesome.
Let's go to Steven in Staten Island. Hey, Steven.
So you asked how Knick fans are feeling today. And if you would have asked me yesterday, I would have been devastated. But you know what, Evan? Just like you, I'm a diehard Jets fan. And no, through the most miserable, devastating moments, I find the most ridiculous moments to be hopeful. And all my friends think I'm crazy. But you know what? There is no ridiculous reason to be hopeful in this situation. We got the New York Knicks. We got Jalen Brunson, dog. Josh Hart, dog. Bridges, dog. Mitchell Robinson, big dog. We got Kat, dog. Still.
Dog!
You know, we're going to defeat these Indiana Pacers, in six. Knicks in six. Take it to the bank. We need the confidence from all these Knicks fans because we reverberate most, and our team needs us most. We're going to win this series.
Look at
We're
that.
Not going to let this stupid Look game
at,
get us.
Look all at right? that. He even quoted Tommy.
I know.
Dogs, take it to the bank.
Yeah.
He had it all
if you say
there.
No biggie, you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
No, you have to take that in stride. You're the leader of the Knicks fan right now.
Of course. It's, what do they say, imitation's the best form of flattery.
Yeah.
So I love it. That's why I do it.
I think most Knicks fans share most of Steven and positive Tommy's confidence.
Right.
I really do. I think that what they did against Boston, I think the way they responded in the hard-fought Detroit series, and I even think there's something about this Pacer team. You lost to them in seven, but there's this belief, even though this Knicks team is so different, but we know this Knicks team is far better, of, yeah, we had them last year. And you look at game one, and there's still that attitude of, we had him in game one. So I think that's what contributes to this confidence that the Knicks fan has. And it's not like you disrespect the Pacers, though it's borderline, but it's more a confidence that you just think you're better. Now, there are things they got to clean up, and you touched on this to open the show yesterday. The starting five's got to be better.
They starting can't five's got to be better, and effort all the way through the game's got to be uncompromised. And that was the biggest issue at the end of the game. They just, the effort wasn't there, especially with OG. The switch that didn't happen, he was dropping or what, I don't know, he was in between doing nothing. And you could see he just kind of felt like the game was won. And that's just not the case against this Pacers squad who's proven over and over again that no game is over until the final whistle blows.
100%.
That's just who they are.
You almost, if you're Tom Thibodeau, because Tom Thibodeau talked a lot about watching tape, going over the mistakes. And obviously you should spend 97% of your film time doing that. I would spend the other 3% showing highlights of three Pacers games. Pacers-Bucks, Pacers-Cavs, and then game one.
Yeah.
And I would show them that the Indiana Pacers are a snake. And even when you cut their head off, it just grows back. They are, say what you want about them, they are as resilient a team as we've seen. Because of the way they've won, not just one, not just two, three postseason games that coming into the playoffs would have been deemed historic playoff wins. They are historic playoff wins. And so let that be a reminder that even tonight, if the Knicks play a complete game and they've got an 18-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go, don't take your eye off the ball. This is actually one of those cases. Remember all the times we've ripped Tom Thibodeau for, hey, you got a big lead, just take your starters out, rest your guys. We have now entered territory where never take your foot off the gas.
Right.
You could take your foot off the gas.
Well, you can take your starters out. Don't take your foot off the gas.
Yeah, but I mean, like, don't take your real players out.
Right, right.
Because
take
have
a starter out. Take your underperforming defensive player, whoever it is, OG, out and put Mitchell Robinson in.
Yeah, once Landry, Shamet, and DeLon Wright come in, that's the game needs to be over.
Yeah, by 40 in the fourth quarter.
Now, we did see them very briefly in a defensive possession at the end of the third quarter, but that was strategic and very different. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I just want to correct that in case anyone's like, what did DeLon Wright play? Yeah, he played. He played a possession. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park, New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm in the car with my young adult son. We're driving to the Garden to watch the Knicks, so we're pretty psyched up.
Wow.
Nice. Good for you, man.
Yep. And in terms of the game one loss, you know, listen, it's only game one, so they just have to learn from it, refocus, and understand all of the teams. They can score quickly, so you have to be ready. Just learn, and let's win tonight. Let's win after that, and let's win after that. LFGK, baby, let's go!
I appreciate the enthusiasm. I don't know if we could do that. I don't know if you could take the LFG. I don't think you could do that. I don't think that's allowed.
They're dudes. That's a Mets thing only?
Yeah. It would be. You know what it would be like?
Really?
You know what it would be like? And I'm going to use my teams to show you my own bias.
Okay.
You as a Mets fan can't call up the radio like, oh, we're playing the Dodgers, and then end your call by saying, M-E-T-S, Mets, Mets, Mets. No, that's a Jet thing. You can't take that. It's gimmick infringement.
Has that ever been tried to be copied?
I'm sure somebody has. Usually
it's never caught on, though.
The Let's Go has definitely been copied. And that one is less original. But the LFGM, like using the actual letters, you can't do that with the Knicks. Now, Tommy, you're a fan of both teams, so you're probably fair on the subject. You'd have to agree that Mike can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. I've already given you 17,000 catchphrases. You could use any one of them. Take it to the bank, damage, no biggie. You can't go with the Met one. Hmm. You just can't.
Now, a generic Let's Go Knicks works because you will hear Let's Go Knicks chance.
Of course.
You will hear Let's Go chance. But when you start using, especially when you throw the F in there. Did he throw the F in there?
I thought he totally ripped off Alonzo on that one.
Yeah.
The LFGM.
Right.
The
yeah.
LFGYA.
And just so you know, I was at Pete Alonzo's locker a year ago, and there was something in his locker that jumped out at me. You know what it was?
What?
It was not Nick paraphernalia. It was Nets paraphernalia. So Pete does not appreciate. Yeah. True story. Yeah, there was Nets stuff in his locker.
The Nets still in the league.
You don't know why me and Pete have such a great relationship?
No.
You thought it was all the charity events? You thought it was what?
I actually had no idea what his basketball fandom was.
The hapless Nets.
You want me to come clean?
Go ahead.
There was Nets stuff in his locker, and when I talked about it, he is not a Nets fan. He just got that sent to him. I have to come clean eventually. We'll get back to your calls. How are the vibes, Knicks fans? 888-808-1019. Plus, one of our recent callers talked about the Pacers, how dangerous they are that they don't have one closer. Let's go back to overtime and take a look at how they closed that game out. Does it make you more scared of the Pacers or even more affirm that the Knicks have a real advantage? We'll go through it coming up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.